মুর্শিদি ও মাওলাই কুর্রাত আইনি সামারাতুল ফুয়াদি হযরত মাওলানা শাহ হাকিম মোহাম্মদ আখতার সাহেব রহমতুল্লাহ আলাই ফরমায়া করতে থে, আল্লাহ মিয়া ফরমায়া দিনে বাত কা মুজাকারা করো, ইয়ে মোমিনিন কে লিয়ে ফায়দা হ্যায়। তো হযরতরা বাতাতে থে, মাই ভি এক মোমিন হুঁ, মুঝে ভি ফায়দা হ্যায়, ইসি গর্ব সে মাই ভি সুনাতা হুঁ হযরতরা কে হুকুম পর আল্লাহ বলনে ওয়ালা সুননে ওয়ালা সবকো আমল কি তৌফিক আতা ফরমায়। ইসলামে আমার হযরত গায়ক খলিফা মাওলানা মনসুর হক সাহেব, হ্যাঁ উনকে আশার ইয়ে হযরতরা কি নসিহত হয় উসকো আশার মে তবদিল করতে হ্যায়। তো আসল মে করাচি কা মাল হাই মেড ইন আফ্রিকা হুয়া, মেড ইন আফ্রিকা হুয়া। ও ইয়া হ্যায় হসরত কা লহু হামনে বহারা কাহে দিল মে, হসরত কা লহু হামনে বহারা কাহে দিল মে, আপনি তাই বেমিসলে মজারা কাহে দিল মে, আপনি তাই বেমিসলে মজারা কাহে দিল মে, ফওরান যাহা খুশিও মে বদল জাতে হে সব গম, ফওরান যাহা খুশিও মে বদল জাতে হে সব গম, এক আইসা যাহা হামনে বানারা কাহে দিল মে, এক আইসা যাহা হামনে বানারা কাহে দিল মে, শেকুয়া হাই কে মাওলা মেরে দিল মে নাহি আতে, শেকুয়া হাই কে মাওলা মেরে দিল মে নাহি আতে, দুনিয়া কি মোহাব্বত কো বিছারা কাহে দিল মে, দুনিয়া কি মোহাব্বত কো বিছারা কাহে দিল মে, শেকুয়া হাই কে মাওলা মেরে দিল মে নাহি আতে, শেকুয়া হাই কে মাওলা মেরে দিল মে নাহি আতে, আওরত কি মোহাব্বত কো বিছারা কাহে দিল মে, আওরত কি মোহাব্বত কো বিছারা কাহে দিল মে, শেকুয়া হাই কে মাওলা মেরে দিল মে নাহি আতে, শেকুয়া হাই কে মাওলা মেরে দিল মে নাহি আতে, আমরদ কি মোহাব্বত কো বিছারা কাহে দিল মে, আমরদ কি মোহাব্বত কো বিছারা কাহে দিল মে, হসরত কা লহু হামনে বহারা কাহে দিল মে, হসরত কা লহু হামনে বহারা কাহে দিল মে, আপনি তাই বেমিসলে মজারা কাহে দিল মে, আপনি তাই বেমিসলে মজারা কাহে দিল মে, ইস ইশকে মজা সিমি মজা আয়ে তু কেসে, ইস ইশকে মজা সিমি মজা আয়ে তু কেসে, চুলহা জো গুনা হু কা জলারা কাহে দিল মে, চুলহা জো গুনা হু কা জলারা কাহে দিল মে, ইস ইশকে মজা সিমি মজা আয়ে তু কেসে, ইস ইশকে মজা সিমি মজা আয়ে তু কেসে, চুলহা জো গুনা হু কা জলারা কাহে দিল মে, চুলহা জো গুনা হু কা জলারা কাহে দিল মে, ক্যা হোগা জবাব আপকা আয় আশেকে লাইলা, ক্যা হোগা জবাব আপকা আয় আশেকে লাইলা, জব পুছেঙ্গে আল্লাহ কে ক্যারা কাহে দিল মে, জব পুছেঙ্গে আল্লাহ কে ক্যারা কাহে দিল মে, হসরত কা লহু হামনে বহারা কাহে দিল মে, হসরত কা লহু হামনে বহারা কাহে দিল মে, আপনি তাই বেমিসলে মজারা কাহে দিল মে, আপনি তাই বেমিসলে মজারা কাহে দিল মে, এ যো হাম দূর দূর সে আল্লাহ কি মোহাব্বত সে ইহাঁ জমা হো গয়ে, یہ اشارہ ہے انشاءاللہ ہم اللہ کو پا جائیں گے. ہم دھونتے مولا کو ہے اور پا کے رہیں گے, ہم دھونتے مولا کو ہے اور پا کے رہیں گے. مولا کے تھے مولا کے ہیں مولا کے رہیں گے, مولا کے تھے مولا کے ہیں مولا کے رہیں گے. ہمیں تو حضرت اللہ نے ایک یاد دیا, مسنوی شریف کا مثال دیا, جو ہم سفر کے مائلے اس ہوئے سما, کبوتر کا بچہ ابھی اس کا پوار نہیں اگایا لیکن آسمان کی طرف دیکھتے ہیں اور آنکھ مارتے ہیں اور اپنی بازو کو حرکت کرتے ہیں اڑنے کے لیے جو تیاری لے رہا ہے. ابھی ان کا پوار نہیں اگایا لیکن آسمان کی طرف دیکھتے ہیں اور اڑنے کے لیے ایک فکر ایک دھن ان کے دل میں آ گیا ہے. وہ دیکھو کسی کتا کا بچہ, گدھا کے بچہ, گائے کا بچہ کبھی آسمان کی طرف نہیں دیکھتے ہیں, کبھی آسمان کی طرف نہیں دیکھتے ہیں. یہ کبوتر کے بادشاہ آسمان کی طرف دیکھ رہا ہے, یہ علامت ہے ایک دن یہ اڑ جائے گا, اڑنے کی علامت ہے یہ. اور کتا کے بچہ کبھی نہیں اڑے گا, اس لیے اڑنے کی دھن ان کے دل میں نہیں ہے, آسمان کی طرف دیکھنے کی فکر بھی نہیں ہے. یہ جو آپ لوگوں کو اللہ میں یہ خطا کیا ہے اللہ والا کے صحبت میں, اللہ کے محبوب بندہ کے صحبت میں لایا, یہ علامت ہے ایک دن ہم سب کو اللہ محبوب بنا دیں گے انشاءاللہ. ہم دھونتے مولا کو ہے اور پا کے رہیں گے, ہم دھونتے مولا کو ہے اور پا کے رہیں گے. مولا کے تھے مولا کے ہیں مولا کے رہیں گے, مولا کے تھے مولا کے ہیں مولا کے رہیں گے. صرف ایک کام کرنا ہے کہ موسیٰ علیہ السلام نے بتایا اللہ میاں سے, اللہ آپ کے پاس مختصر طور پر پہنچنے کا کیا شارٹ کٹ پہنچنے کا راستہ کیا ہے, تو اللہ میاں نے بتایا دع نفسک و تعال, دع نفسک و تعال, موسیٰ آپ نے نفس کو چھوڑ دو چلے آؤ, بالکل شارٹ کٹ راستہ ہے. جسے سامنے بتاتے ہیں, اس نفس کو لیلا کی غلامی سے بچا کر, اس نفس کو لیلا کی غلامی سے بچا کر, مولا کا فقط شائق سے بنوا کے رہیں گے, مولا کا فقط شائق سے بنوا کے رہیں گے. لیلا نہ رہی عاشق لیلا نہ رہیں گے, لیلا نہ رہی عاشق لیلا نہ رہیں گے, لیکن فقط عاشق جو ہے مولا کے رہیں گے, لیکن فقط عاشق جو ہے مولا کے رہیں گے. لیلا کے لیے نفس نے کی داشت نوار دی, داشت نوار دی کا مانا جنگل جنگل پھرنا. لیلا کے لیے نفس نے کی داشت نوار دی, اب در مولا پہ سے لا کے رہیں گے, اب در مولا پہ سے لا کے رہیں گے. رنگینی دنیا کے تو دھوکا کہیں ساما, رنگینی دنیا کے تو دھوکا کہیں ساما, جنت میں آپن دیکھیے کب جا کے رہیں گے, جنت میں آپن دیکھیے جب جا کے رہیں گے. مرشد پہ فدا رہتے ہیں ہم اذن خدا سے, مرشد فدا رہتے ہیں ہم اذن خدا سے, وہ ہم کو در راہ پہ اب لا کے رہیں گے, وہ ہم کو در راہ پہ اب لا کے رہیں گے. جن لوگوں نے خواہش کو خدا مان لیا ہے, جن لوگوں نے خواہش کو خدا مان لیا ہے, او لوگ بھلا کس طرح مولا کے رہیں گے, او لوگ بھلا کس طرح مولا کے رہیں گے. یہ جب میں حضرت کے سامنے سنا رہا تھا کراچی میں, حضرت نے بتایا اس کو پھر پڑھو, اس کو پھر پڑھو. جن لوگوں نے خواہش کو خدا مان لیا ہے, جن لوگوں نے خواہش کو خدا مان لیا ہے, او لوگ بھلا
کس طرح مولا کے رہیں گے او لوگ بھلا کس طرح مولا کے رہیں گے گودرد محبت کو سمجھنا نہیں آسان گودرد محبت کو سمجھنا نہیں آسان لیکن میرے مرشد اسے سمجھا کے رہیں گے لیکن میرے مرشد اسے سمجھا کے رہیں گے ناصر جراح عشق میں بنتی ہے حجابات ناصر جراح عشق میں بنتی ہے حجابات ہم ایسی تمناؤں کو ٹھکرا کے رہیں گے ہم ایسی تمناؤں کو ٹھکرا کے رہیں گے ہم دھونت مولا کو ہائر پا کے رہیں گے ہم دھونت مولا کو ہائر پا کے رہیں گے مولا کے تھے مولا کے ہیں مولا کے رہیں گے مولا کے تھے مولا کے ہیں مولا کے رہیں گے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم احمدہ و نصلی علی رسول کریم اما بعد just a short summary of what has been mentioned Hazrat Satira for the ayat of the Quran Sharif where Allah Ta'ala says وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ that remind one another thoroughly a reminder is beneficial for the believers and Hazrat says that Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that I am also one of the believers so definitely when we are reminding one another we will benefit also ourselves and thereafter Hazrat mentions that Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and ability to take full benefit from these majalis And then he sends certain ashar and poems. We'll just give the khulasa and trust of it. Then Hazrat says that first, many people are complaining that I am not getting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. Allah ta'ala is not coming in our heart. So he says the reason for this is we have placed the love of dunya in our heart, or we have placed the love of woman in our heart, or we have placed the love of amrads, young handsome boys, person gets desires for them. We have placed these things in our heart. So then how can a person complain I am not getting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Hazrat says that how can a person get mazah? How can a person get enjoyment from ishq majazi, love of this woman, love of things of this world? A person has to burn the desires of his heart. Break his desires and he will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What answer are you going to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you on the day of Qiyamah, then what have you kept in the heart? And you've got the love of anybody else, any love of any other woman in your heart. What answer are you going to give that time? So he says we must make the blood of our desires flow in the heart. Completely destroy our desires. Person will get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Hazrat mentions that we have all gathered here together. This is a very, very great sign that inshallah all of us are going to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reason for this is that a bird, a small pigeon which is born, it doesn't have any wings, but it's already looking at the skies. So this is a sign inshallah one day it's going to fly. The wings haven't come as yet. But you will find a dog, or you will find a cow, or you will find a sheep, a goat, it doesn't look at the sky because it's never ever going to fly. But this pigeon is already looking up because it is going to fly one day. So if a person is coming to the gatherings of Allah, wa Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah this is a great sign that one day this person will be flying, he will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it says that we must just do one thing. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to reach you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala said, just do one thing. Da'a nafsaka wa ta'al. Leave your nafs, leave your desires and come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Save nafs from the love of Layla, all the beautiful women of this world, and all other desires of this world, the haram things which Allah has made haram for us. And by Shaykh, by having a company of a Shaykh, inshallah he will show a person the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then say some poems regarding that Layla will remain. All those who have got love for Layla, etc., she will die eventually one day. Only the friends and lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those Allah walas, they will remain forever. They are in the memories of people, they will live forever in the qabr, in the hereafter. And as it says, they don't run from door to door, running to Layla, from this door to that door in embarrassment and disgrace. Go to the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a person will get izzat and honor. All the things of this world are only a means of deception. And see about what a person Allah has prepared for a person in Jannah. And by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, become fida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sacrifice your life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not so easy to understand love. However, a person's murshid, a person's spiritual guide, inshallah he will guide the person and he will show the person the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the end of the poem, Mullah Mansur al-Haq Sahib, Mal Barakatuhum, says that there are many hijabat and veils and barriers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person must kick away such desires. break all of these desires, because they are not worthy at all, and go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must get the dawlat and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our whole life must be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant us all tawfiq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There's a few ashar wa'adab of love of Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Abad Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Abdul Sahib Nabar Allah Markadahu. Irshadi Qutb-e Zamana. جس جہاں سے ہمیشہ کو جانا جس جہاں سے ہمیشہ کو جانا اور کبھی لوٹ کر پھر نہ آنا جس جہاں سے ہمیشہ کو جانا اور کبھی لوٹ کر پھر نہ آنا یہ ہے ارشاد قطب زمانہ یہ ہے ارشاد قطب زمانہ ایسی دنیا سے کیا دل لگانا ایسی دنیا سے کیا دل لگانا پاس جن کے ہمیشہ کو جانا پاس جن کے ہمیشہ کو جانا بس انہی سے ہے دل کو لگانا بس انہی سے ہے دل کو لگانا چھوڑ کر جن کو ہے یہاں سے جانا چھوڑ کر جن کو ہے یہاں سے جانا اپنے دل کو ہے ان سے بچانا اپنے دل کو ہے ان سے بچانا جس جہاں سے ہمیشہ کو جانا اور کبھی لوٹ کر پھر نہ آنا یہ ہے ارشاد قطب زمانہ ایسی دنیا سے کیا دل لگانا اور پاس جن کے ہمیشہ کو جانا بس انہی سے ہے دل کو لگانا چھوڑ کر یہاں کو ہے یہاں سے جانا چھوڑ کر جن کو ہے یہاں سے جانا اپنے دل کو ہے ان سے بچانا.
There are a few small ashar. Somebody asked Hazard that I got another business, that's why Hazard asked why you're not coming. See, Hazrat, I got another business, so Hazrat gave me this, what's it called, Islahi thing. Shikwai Bazme Mohabbat.
Gar ziyada kamaya to meri, gar ziyada kamaya to meri, bazm se jaldi jane lagoge. گر زیادہ کمایا تو میری بزم سے جلدی جانے لگو گے اور جب زیادہ کمانے لگو گے جب زیادہ کمانے لگو گے تو یہاں پھر کمانے لگو گے جب زیادہ کمانے لگو گے تو یہاں پھر کمانے لگو گے گر زیادہ کمایا تو میری بزم سے جلدی جانے لگو گے جب زیادہ کمانے لگو گے تو یہاں پھر کمانے لگو گے.
چلا فیودا شارف حضرت. The title is Zindagani Mein Kya Shadmani Mili.
Sohbat Shaykh Se Zindagani Mili, Sohbat Shaykh Se Zindagani Mili, Zindagani Mein Kya Shadmani Mili, Zindagani Mein Kya Shadmani Mili, نگہ عارف کا فیضان ہے سالکو نگہ عارف کا فیضان ہے سالکو عشق کی کیفیت بے زبانی ملی صحبت شیخ سے زندگانی ملی زندگانی میں کیا شادمانی ملی راہ تقویٰ میں کچھ رنج فانی ملا
راہ تقوا میں کچھ رنج فانی ملا پر خوشی روح کو جاودانی ملی پر خوشی روح کو جاودانی ملی صحبت شیخ سے زندگانی ملی ان سے نسبت کا ہے فیض اے دوستو ان سے نسبت کا ہے فیض اے دوستو دل کی ہر وقت جو نگہبانی ملی دل کی ہر وقت جو نگہبانی ملی صحبت شیخ سے زندگانی ملی زندگانی میں کیا شادمانی ملی سب کو نسبت ملی شیخ کے فیض سے سب کو نسبت ملی شیخ کے فیض سے سب کو نسبت ملی شیخ کے فیض سے بدگمانوں کو بس بدگمانی ملی بدگمانوں کو بس بدگمانی ملی راہ تقوا میں کچھ رنج فانی ملا پر خوشی روح کو جاودانی ملی اہل عقبہ کو دونوں جہاں مل گئے اہل عقبہ کو دونوں جہاں مل گئے اہل عقبہ کو دونوں جہاں مل گئے اہل دنیا کو دنیا فانی ملی اہل دنیا کو دنیا فانی ملی نفس کو جس نے اپنے مٹایا اسے نفس کو اپنے جس نے مٹایا اسے نفس کو اپنے جس نے مٹایا اسے راہ حق میں بڑی کامرانی ملی راہ حق میں بڑی کامرانی ملی ہے مبارک جو ان پہ فدا ہو گئی ہے مبارک جو ان پہ فدا ہو گئی ہے مبارک جو ان پہ فدا ہو گئی زندگانی تو بس آنی جانی ملی زندگانی تو بس آنی جانی ملی جس کا دل حامل درد دل ہو گیا جس کا دل حامل درد دل ہو گیا جس کا دل حامل درد دل ہو گیا بندگی کی اسے رازدانی ملی بندگی کی اسے رازدانی ملی فیض مرشد کا اختر یہ احسان ہے فیض مرشد کا اختر یہ احسان ہے فیض مرشد کا اختر یہ احسان ہے اہل دل کی طرح زندگانی ملی اہل دل کی طرح زندگانی ملی اہل عقبہ کو دونوں جہاں مل گئے اہل عقبہ کو دونوں جہاں مل گئے اہل دنیا کو دنیا فانی ملی بدگمانوں کو بس بدگمانی ملی راہ تقوا میں کچھ رنج فانی ملا پر خوشی روح کو جاودانی ملی نگہ عارف کا فیضان ہے سالکو نگہ عارف کا احسان ہے سالکو عشق کی کیفیت بے زبانی ملی، صحبت شیخ سے زندگانی ملی، زندگانی میں کیا شادمانی ملی.
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا. No matter how much we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for this majlis, and so far what he said, that's enough for our whole life till Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. May Allah let us appreciate, and may Allah give us tawfiq to put into practice. Really, these are such words, not words of wisdom, not words to be written in gold. There's nothing to explain what beautiful words that we have heard. First, Maulana's choice was also very, very good, mashallah. The first one, Irshad Qutb Zamana. These were actually, this was a bayan of Hadrat, which Hadrat Mir Sahib, Hadrat Khadim Khas, and today, mashallah, Hadrat Mir Sahib is a great sheikh himself, but lot of murids also, which he has put into poetic form. The meanings of Hadrat, the words of Mir Sahib. Jis jahan se hamesha ko jana, from which world we have to go permanently. We all know, nobody has got a doubt in it. Can be an atheist, a kafir, we have to leave this world and we are going to go one day. And permanently. Aur kabhi laut kar phir na aana. And never will we return again. There is no return to this world. It's a single ticket. Ye hai irshad qutbe zamana. With regard to this reality, these are the words of the great sage, the great buzurg, the great arif of our time. Aisi dunya se kya dil lagana. What are you putting your heart in such a world? A thing which you know you're going to part with, which is in the other poems it is explained, so we'll explain it there. So don't be so stupid, you're attaching, you're giving your heart to something which you know you're going to part from. So you are being very, very stupid. You are bringing great sorrow, great destruction on yourself, that you're putting in your heart in a thing which you know you're going to leave and go away. Pas jinke hamesha ko jana, by him who, to whom we are going to go permanently, bas unhi se hai dil ka lagana, ko lagana. Your heart you should attach to him to whom you are going permanently. Where you are going eternally, put your heart with that person. Chhor kar jinko hai yahan se jana, who you have to leave here and you have to go away. A song that was in India common, ke pardesi se kya muhabbat karni. Well, what you want to make love to a stray foreigner? He's going to be here for a few days, you gave him your heart and he's going away. Now you're going to suffer the sorrow all the time. So, who you have to leave and you have to go, what you giving your life to such a person, to such a world? Apne dil ko hai unse bachana. What is wise of a person, he does not attach his heart to all this temporary things of this dunya. Whether it's the woman, whether it's your house, whether it's your car, use it. Your halal, jais wife, you use her. But don't put your heart, you'll have to leave one day and you have to go away. Shikwa bazme muhabbat. Shikwa, a complaint of the gathering of love. Gar ziyada kamaya, this was actually said when some close friends of Hadrat, murids of his, wealthy people, and they came and they made mashura with Hadrat that we have got these businesses which was more than enough for them. But as you got big businesses, big income, the opportunity to expend is also more. A person who got no money, what's he going to expend? He just goes and work for somebody. But a person who's got 5 million, 10 million just lying idle, So he says, why let it lie idle? Let me expend, open another business, open another. So they made mashura with Hazrat. And then Hazrat gave them this, which part of it was Hazrat's, which came in poetic form. Mirza put it all in beautiful poetic form. And this is the advice Hazrat gave. Kar ziyada kamaya to meri, bazam se jaldi jaane lagoge. When you're going to start earning more, then quickly you'll go away from my gathering. Because now more work, more you have to supervise, more you have to control. You've got, and these people had more than enough for the income. There was no need for them to earn more. So Hazrat said, if you're going to expend even more, so you'll come to me even less. You'll want to go from my gatherings quickly. Jab ziyada kamane lagoge, when you'll start earning more, to yaha phir kam aane lagoge. Then you'll start coming less here. And this is the dunya is temporary. This is where you'll get your treasure, which is for eternity. So give preference to that, for which you're going to, which you're going to benefit eternally. And on the other extreme, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said that a person who hasn't got time to learn his deen and make his Islam, and then his earning is haram. Hazrat said, my opinion is that his halal earning is also haram. Because first you have to see to your deen, correct your deen. And then when you get time, when your basics of deen, not that you become a big allama, a big sufi, big buzur, but your basics must be in order. Then go and earn your dunya also. But deen is the most important. Zindagani mein kya shadmani mili. In our lives, what great enjoyment, the bliss and the joy of life we got in our lives. How does a person get that great enjoyment? People are looking for it today where it isn't. In holidays, on the beaches, there are beaches, where are you going to get this enjoyment there? People looking for it in discos, your head will go bonkers. Where are you going to get peace of mind and enjoyment there? In all the things of this dunya where it isn't, and you're looking for it there, how can you look for it where it is? And short life Allah has given. Our life, wallah, every person, as you grow older and at a time of mort, you'll realize I had a very short life. And those who spend it in wrong things, before the azab of qabr and death, already you're going to be in azab already. I wasted my life. And what a precious, valuable life Allah has given. And if we can make it valuable, Hazrat explains that. Sohbat-e-shaykh se zindagani mili. By the company of a shaykh, I got life in my life. Hey, one friend of ours sitting here, he writes that, it's a pity I met you so late. That when I met you, life, I got life now. I was just newborn now. So this is really a person who applies, he feels life has come. And life you get from a share. When Hadrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, what a great alim from before he was. What a great buzurg he was. But when he became bad to Hadrat Maulana Thanvi, Rahmatullah Ali, and in Phulpur, the small little village it was, in the Eidgah, it was a 14th night when the moon is shining. And in the Eidgah, there are trees, usually they plant trees there, fruit trees, mango trees is common. Then with the moonlight shining through the leaves of the trees, and there he became bayat to Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah. So he told Maulana, or Maulana told him, that this is where you were born. This is now when you are born, when you build your taluk with your sheikh. So this place is the place where I got. So by the company of the sheikh, a true correct sheikh, and his niyat is correct, murid's niyat is correct, that is you'll realize I got life now. Before, even if you are five times namazi, everything you'll react, there was no life in my namaz also. Now I got life. Zindagani mein kya shadmani mili. And not only you got life, but in that life, what enjoyment you got. With the company of the sheikh, not only that you get life, to become alive is something so great. And in that life, to get enjoyment, what joy isn't that? Nigah arif ka faizan hai saliko. O saliks, those who are treading the path to get the love of Allah Ta'ala, the gaze of the sheikh, that is the muhabbat of the sheikh, and his dua that comes out, And like our Buzurgs have explained, Hazrat explained this many times, that especially Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat himself also we saw, when somebody they discern, they make out, this is a true person who wants the love of Allah. And they give, not the murid gives his life for the sheikh then, the sheikh gives his life for that murid. Because that is the purpose. Yeah, it's not a business to make money or for name or what you want. And this is what you want from your murid, the one who wants to reach. And when you see this person is genuine, he's not just making a show out of it, he's not just outwardly being outward trimmings, etc., but he's genuine. The sheikh gives his life for that person. So the nigah of the sheikh, the tawajjuh what we call, which is the dua, when the sheikh sees him, automatically duas come out for that person. Ishq ki kaifiyat be zubani mili. And by the barakat of that ishq, one is muhabbat. Muhabbat is love. But that love with rules and regulations. 10 o'clock, time to sleep, finish. Now, no, all love making, once, nice sleeping time. 8 o'clock, eating time. Now, no love making, now love making, now food must be there. But ishq, no, there is no time, no food time, no sleeping time, whole night also. You just carry on. It's a different life. Ishq, that is ishq. And this is ishq ki kaifiyat. That ishq in which that enjoyment and that quality, that inside thing of ishq, a person who got that is what you get, be zubani, that which you got no words to explain. The love which you got in your heart, there are no words to explain that love of Allah Ta'ala. And this is all by the fares of the sheikh. Rahe taqwa mein kuch ranje fani mila. In the path of taqwa, to save oneself from guna, yes, you did get some ranj, some sorrow. But that sorrow also, which is temporary. Fani, it's going to get finished. You are still a human. You still got the desire to see that woman. You're a big buzur, true, genuine wali. But you have the desire to see that woman. Her complexion, her style of walking, her talking, etc. But you don't fall into it. Because, you know, it's haram. Now that rinj you do get, but it's fine, it's temporary. The temporary sorrow you will get in this path, and it will carry on. It becomes less and more easier to control as you do make effort. Then finally you find very easily you can control it. At the beginning it's hard, you are in the habit. Looking at other women, you want this kind motor car, you want that kind cell phone, you want this kind house, you want this kind features in your bathroom, you want this, you want that, all that you have. But slowly, slowly, all this comes under control and easily. So, but still, that pain will be there, that I'm not getting this, I want it also can enjoy like this. But, and you can get it, it's at your disposal, but you are keeping away. So the temporary pain will be there. But khush ruh ko jawedani, par khushi ruh ko jawedani mili. But what did you get? Temporary that sorrow, but permanent enjoyment in your heart. Your ruh got permanent enjoyment. The minute this reality opens, it's not just an outward show. And you give up this dunya, Allah blesses you with that permanent enjoyment of the heart. And in view of that, you don't worry about this. That this nothing. Today that lady I saw, how she was, she was talking to me also. I could easily have won her over, but you didn't. You sorrow. For you wanted her also, your heart wants, but you didn't fall into it. Allah gives you His love. And that love is permanent. What enjoyment a person gets. Unse nisbat ka hai faiz, ey dosto. And this nisbat and connection with Allah Ta'ala, oh my friends, dil ke har waqt jo nigehbani mile. That all the time you are watching your heart. That nothing outside of this dunya must come in my heart. Like a ship, it needs the water. But the water mustn't come in the ship. Then the ship is going to sink. All the people will drown. So this dunya, you are watching it. You need the dunya, but don't let it come in your heart. Have a 10 million check in the pocket next to your heart. But no problem. But don't have the love of 1 cent in your heart. Don't let the dunya come. Use the dunya. No, Allah gave it to you. Jaiz halal. Therefore, zakat is wajib. On who is zakat for us? Person who is rich. On who is hajj for us? Person who is rich. Allah allowed it. It's a pillars of Islam. Not only the basic pillars of Islam that you are allowed to be rich, but don't let the love of that riches go in your heart. Have it outside. Don't put it inside. سب کو نسبت ملی شیخ کے فیض سے. Whoever got nisbat, and this is a reality, without a sheikh and without the company of the sheikh, nobody got will get nisbat. Maulana Abul Hasan Nadawi rahmatullah alayhi, Ali Mia, he's like a philosopher. He's quite a bit what we normally people will say. He was a bit liberal also, but he has written clearly that whoever in the world, history was like on the palm of his hand, history and the Muslims' conditions of the world. Why nations went down this place? Why this happened to this country in that presently, contemporary? It was on the palm of his hand. He has written wherever in the world, whoever Allah took deen's work, they had connection with some Ahlullah. If those who did not have connection with, no matter what great alims or ulama or whatever they were, but Allah didn't take, they were great, but Allah didn't take, Allah took work of deen from those who had connection with some Allah wala. From them Allah ta'ala, and he gave examples of Africa, Sudan, Somalia, Nigeria, all these. So from India, he knew the condition of the Muslims politically so well also. Sabko nisbat mili, sheikh ke faise, by the nisbat of the sheikh, connection. On the other hand, those who say, what's this khanqa? What you going to waste your time there? This is a bidat. Today is something new. What is all this? But gumano ko bas, but gumani mili. And those who had bad thoughts of other people, what did they get? Only bad thoughts. And on bad gumani, azab of Allah Ta'ala, which Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi wrote, that a person who makes bad gumani thinks bad about somebody, he'll have to present the proof of it on the day of Qiyamah. And where are you going to get the proof? And when you can't get the proof, you're going to be punished for it. And if you have good thoughts about somebody, without proof, you won't be asked to present proof. You're going to get sawab for it. So he says it's a height of stupidity of a person to think bad about other people, that you'll have to present proof, you can't get the proof, and then you're going to get punishment. So just think good about it. So those who came to the majalis of Ahlullah, of Mashaykh, they got nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. And on the other hand, those who spoke bad about Khanqa, it's a waste of time, it's wrong, etc., that badgumani, they got badgumani in their share. Haji Bhai Padia, marhum, once we were discussing, and one friend of ours, that every bayan he would sit with a pen and paper, and every mistake of the speaker he noted down. Then he'll go afterwards to that speaker. He told him, you made this mistake, you made. So Hazrat said, that came in his share. Hazrat Haji Sahab, he said, that's what he got from Allah, to find faults with other people. And the others who took advantage. In fact, in this week's majlis, two of our friends who were sitting close, afterwards both emails came. The one I saw where he flew, and the other one I saw where he fell. The same bayan, same majlis, same everything, and sitting close to one another. But from that emails, I saw the one where he's gone and where the other one has fallen down. So this is all our own, what is within us. Otherwise, the rain is falling at this moment. Allah's rahmat and barakat is coming. But according to some of the ground is such, it will make wonderful orchards grow. You're going to get leeches, you're going to get mangoes, oranges, you're going to get wheat, you're going to get mealies, everything is growing. The other is such that it couldn't make anything grow, but it dammed the water. People are using it for irrigation, for the animals to drink. Others is stony, rocky ground. It didn't dam it, it didn't benefit, made nothing grow. So people are also different. That it is coming down, and everyone according to his capacity. Some he is benefiting, others are benefiting from him. Others he doesn't really benefit, but others benefit from him. And others nobody benefits, he doesn't benefit, others don't benefit. So we should make dua to Allah. And that is on our intentions, etc., what a person will get. Ehle uqba ko dono jahan mil gaye, whose niyat is akhirat. Allah gives them dunya also, akhirat also. Man kana yuridu al-akhirah, man kana... Anyway, in the Quran Sharif, a person whose niyat is, he gets dunya also, he gets akhir. Dunya is the shadow of akhirat. So when you got the actual thing, the shadow comes with. And those whose niyat is only the shadow, they really got nothing. Only dunya, but dunya also, liman nurid manasha. For who we want to, how much we want to, we give them dunya. But who is akhirat is niyat, we give him akhirat and we give him dunya also. Ehli dunya ko dunya hai fani mili. The people whose niyat was only dunya, they only got dunya. And that also temporary. And some not even in dunya, poor people, their niyat is only dunya. But they are suffering, they haven't got enough to eat also. Had they made their niyat akhirat and prepared, Allah should give them dunya also. Akhirat also they should get. Nafs ko jisne apne mitaya usse, that person who had trampled his nafs. Buzurg have said, to get into Jannah, to reach Allah is only two steps. One step on your nafs, and the next step enter Jannah. Next step you are joined with Allah. So as Maulana said, that when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to go to Allah, Allah said, da'a nafsak wa ta'al. Just leave your nafs, your desires, or haram, all desire, and come. My road is open anytime. But you can't come with your dirty desires. Allah is purity, subhan. You can't come with the love of filthy, dirty woman. You can't come with the love of this dunya, which is also fani, which is also dirty. But take a bath and come. That's all. You want to go and meet somebody? He says, come, but I know you how you are. You take a bath, change your clothes and come. Like the child want to come and eat, mother say, till you don't bath and change your clothes, you can't come and eat. First, the mother, child is dirty, playing in the sand and all that. So that's all. The anafsak wa ta'ala. So easy it is to reach Allah Ta'ala. So that person who has annihilated his nafs, and to which level you annihilated your nafs, you reach Allah Ta'ala. Rahi hatbe bari kabrani mili. And in this path of reaching Allah Ta'ala, this person gets great, great success. So all you have to do is annihilate your desires, your nafs. For that is zikrullah, for that is sahabat, for that is mujahada, to control, to trample our nafs. Hey Mubarak jo un par fida ho gay. Blessed is that person who has become fida on Allah. Unhi ke hai, unhi ke rahenge, unhi ke? I'm no one's. Why must I be somebody's? I'm only Allah Ta'ala's. Unhi ke the, unhi ke? Maula ke the, we were Allah's. Maula ke hai, Maula ke rahenge. All the time we will only be Allah Ta'ala's. Rahi zindagani to bas ani jani mili. This life of this world is just, it came and it's gone. Many buzurgs have said that the whole life is like you walked in the front door of the house, you walked out from the back door. 100 years life at the time of mort, you will realize. That is all what this dunya. And I gave my life for this dunya. And there you will see the akhirat vast. And I didn't prepare any for that dunya. For this temporary dunya, I gave my life. I gave my everything. Why is that person who prepared for the eternal? For eternal. Jiska dil hamile dard dil ho gaya. Whose heart has got the love. Jiska dil hamile dard. Dil ho gaya, that heart which has taken the love of Allah Ta'ala in it. Bandagi ki usse razdani mili. The secret of life that person got. That is why the secret of life, Allah created us, and this whole exercise of this world, passing in dunya, whatever, the aeroplanes flying, all this are small issues on the side. All this is that a person gets the love of Allah. The secret of the whole world's everything is the love of Allah. And if a person thinks little, he doesn't know what to say about himself, what Allah's favors are. On every small, small ni'mat of Allah, how Allah has favored us. And a person gets the love of Allah, that is the whole secret why Allah has put us here. Faiz e murshid ka akhtar, ye ihsan hai. And all this is the favors of the Shaykh. The true Shaykh, that is, he doesn't bring you to him, that you must praise me. give me money, make me big. No, he bypasses you and he takes you to Allah. That is a true shaykh. Whether it is, you become bad to him, you listen to his bayans, whatever. He doesn't want you for him. He takes you and he bypasses you. Ahle dil ki tarah zindagani mili. And that murid also, he also got life like the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Through life, Allah blesses him with also. And we can see, mashallah, with Hazrat's barakat throughout the world. In Karachi, how many majalis? In Bangladesh, in India, England, everywhere in the world, South Africa, and here also, mashallah, our friends everywhere. How many people, and what people from what backgrounds and what life? One email that came this week, a lady writes that, I grew up in modernism, university. I don't know etiquettes of all this, but I want to change my love. I want the love of Allah Ta'ala. So, from where people are coming and how they are changing their lives.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Arif Billah, Rumi Waqt, Qutb Zaman, Tabriz Sani, Hazrat Shah Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali. کلام سے پیش خدمت ہے. حج کا موسم ہے اور یہ عنوان ہے کلام کا, یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم, میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم, یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم, یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم, میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم, یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. یہ دعا یہ حرم لذت ملتزم, ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مختنم. یہ دعا یہ حرم لذت ملتزم, ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مختنم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم, یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم, یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم, اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم, کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم. اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم, کر رہے جو ہم سب طواف حرم, کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم. اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم, اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم, کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم. یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم, میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم, میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم, یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم, جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم. آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم, جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم. رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم, جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مومن ہے ہم. رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم, جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مومن ہے ہم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم, یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم اے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں غزائے حرم اے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں فقیر حرم رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض عطم جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مومن ہیں ہم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم میرے مالک اختر کی سن لے دعا ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم میرے مالک اختر کی سن لے دعا ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم مولانا also made a very good choice mashallah and he took us mashallah to Medina Sharif to Makkah Sharif by road and then in the Haram also and may our hearts be attached there especially at this time all the time but this is the mausam of Hajj our hearts must be attached there and also before it was people should go and spend from before Ramzan right through till Hajj 4 months 6 months today is gone different But let us be attached there, inshallah. Also, one thing that we may forgot to mention, when the rain falls, then there are those three types, one piece of ground that makes things grow. It may be beneficial, animals benefit, man benefit. One is that it dammed the water. One is that rocky ground, there didn't any benefit. And there is one ground where thorns started growing, harmful for people. One, the river started flowing and crocodiles in that river. All harmful. So may Allah save us from that. That we are harmful to others. Make it life difficult. Some type of ground becomes so muddy that even a big animal like an elephant slips there also. How lot of harm there. So when this rahmat is coming, but according to everyone's capacity, we will benefit. Also, Allah says so beautifully in the Quran Sharif that Allah has made the earth وَأَرْضٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ lands which are neighbors of one another, different. One piece of land is where you must do coal mining, you'll find coal. Don't go and plant mealies there. Another one is for banana plantation. Don't look for diamonds there. and one land for diamonds, dig diamonds. Don't go and make a mealy plantation on a, where you're going to get diamonds. So all the lands, each one of us is a land. And everyone is different. Eh? And we can be, whether mine's going to come out. Eh? What is it? For everything there is a mine. Everyone is a mine. Let us become gold mines, diamond mines. Eh? Not let us become that piece of ground which is useless. Dongas. Nothing, nobody can benefit from there. Where thorns are growing, where there are snakes in there, where there are scorpions in there. Let us not be like those people. Allah make us amongst those people. We wear all the beautiful jewels and pearls and diamonds come out. So this very beautiful poem of our Shaykh, and mashallah Maulana rendered it, and the right occasion also, Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram. And you cannot imagine the person who has the love for the mountains of the Harams. And those mountains are not Switzerland mountains. They are not mountains of Eastern Transvaal or Garden Route. They are not what all that ravines and all that fountains and waterfalls burn black rock. But the person who has love for what? For the love of Kaaba Sharif, Medina, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, love of Islam. That is why. So what is the condition of that person's heart? We cannot imagine that if a person could write a poem on the mountains of the Haram. Now, Meri Nazro Me Tum Ho Bare Muhtaram. You are traveling by taxi, by bus, from Jeddah to Medina, from Medina Sharif to Makkah, and all these mountains, and you are seeing them. So be traveling now. Be going now from now to Medina. From Medina we are going to Makkah, and we are seeing all these mountains. And say to these mountains, you are very, I have got great respect and honor for you. Oh, the mountains of the Haram. Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ye Dua'e Haram, Haram, Lazzate Multazam. This Dua's of the Haram, the enjoyment to be at Multazam, the place where Dua's are readily accepted between the Hajar Aswad and the door of the Kaaba Sharif. Imagine now we are there, and our chest, it is joined to the Kaaba, our hands are up, and we are making Dua to Allah. What an occasion Allah gave us, where He has brought us. Oh, ata sabko ye ni'mate muhtanam. May this treasure be blessed to everyone. This ni'mat which is muhtanam, which is searched, looked after. And normally you get such a thing for a few minutes. You can't be long there. People all want to, they are pushing, jostling, everyone wants to come there. But that few moments you got there, may Allah, and at that time also just see what a ashik and arif of Allah, that not only for me, all must get this treasure. Everyone must be blessed with it. Eh khuda, hey faqad aapka ye karam. And this reality, it's not my achievement. Not one bit of mine. It is only your kindness. You brought me this journey to Medina, to Makkah. Yeah, the multazam now. It is only your kindness. Kar rahe hai jo hum sab tawaf haram. Now we are all busy making tawaf. And in that tawaf, no pride and greatness. It is only your kindness. You have blessed us with this tawaf. Aagaya saamne rauza-e muhtaram. Now we have gone to Medina Sharif. And we have entered the Haram of Medina, and with great love and with great respect we have made our two rakats of Tahiyatul Masjid, and we are walking to the Rauza-e Mubarak, keeping our eyes down in respect. And now suddenly Rauza Mubarak is in front of us. Visualize it, it's there now. Jiski ziyarat ko ya Rab taraste the hum. We were always burning in our hearts, when will my time come to be present there? Today you brought me here, and I know how filthy, how dirty, I'm not worth it at all. You have been so kind, Ya Allah. This journey, if we had to come for this majlis, if we had to pay a billion rand a ticket, or rather everyone had to give all his belongings, it was too cheap the price. Where Allah has brought us, and where all this journey of Makkah and Medina. Rahmat-e do jahan ka hai faiz-e atam. This is the mercy of the two worlds, the complete mercy of Allah Ta'ala. He has brought us right to Rauza-e Mubarak, which is more precious than Jannat also at this time. that Jannat is Jannat, Allahu Akbar. But Jannat hasn't got Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in it now. Our Medina, Rozai Mubarak, has got Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a treasure Allah has given to Muslims, we should appreciate. Our Nabi is accessible to everyone. Book your ticket, get your visa, go, and you are standing at a distance of 5-7 meters from your Nabi, who is alive in his qabr. Who is seeing you there, who is listening to what you are saying. Everyone has got this great honor. Jin ke sadqe mein Muslim or mu'min hai ham. And in whose, by the sadqa of whom, by whose gift and whose love you have, you made us Muslim and more. And what a great treasure to be a Muslim mu'min, we don't realize. Today, the value is, I'm a rich man. I got this, I'm a big maulana, I'm a big this, I'm big this. But to be a Muslim, what a great treasure. You got your Jannat's passport. You got your Jannat's visa. We don't appreciate it. You get your citizenship of one country. You get your ID. Oh, you are top of the world. Hey, one friend of ours, he was trying hard. In Ramzan, he came just before Namaz. He whispered, I got my papers today. He was trying for long. How happy he was, he got his papers. We got our papers for Jannat. Free of charge, most of us born, and those who reverted also, it's not really there. Allah gave it to them. He gave it to them. So how kind is not Allah Ta'ala? So make shukr. And He made us in the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar, we don't realize the value. Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, Qasimul Ulum, Khairat, he says so beautifully, Ajab Nahi, Tere Sadqe Mein, it won't be far-fetched and it's not amazing that by your Sadqa, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ummat ki Gunahu Ta'at Mein Shumar Ho Jaye. That the sins of the Ummat will be counted in Neki by the Sadqa of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Itni to takhfif ho gayi, and so much Allah has blessed this Ummat by the Sadqa of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ke karte hai guna farsh par, we are making gunas here, aur farishte istighfar karte hain. That while we are making gunas, farishtas are making dua and maghfirat for us. All in the sadqa of Nabi. We don't know what a Nabi we have got. Who Allah has given us. May Allah let us make qadr. Read durood over and over. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aap hi ki sharaf se ye rutba mila. And now we are standing in front of Rauza-e Mubarak. And we are speaking to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam only because of you, our Nabi, you gave us. Where are we? We are filth and dirt. But your rutba, your sadqa, Allah gave us this great honor. Ummate Muslima hai, jo khairul umam. That this ummat is the best of all the ummats. Hey, the example Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, a person worked from Fajr to Zohar, the Jews, a long period, and they got a small wage. Another person worked from Zohar to Asr, a shorter period, but still longer than the other period. He got also a small wage. Person worked from Asr to Maghrib, very little, and he got the biggest wage. That is this ummah. Short lives, but by the sadqa of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the greatest rewards. And the other ummahs, 1,000 nights they had to make ibadat to reach a position. This ummah, one night, Laylatul Qadr. And you just make your Isha and Fajr, you got Laylatul Qadr. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, you just make your Isha with Jamaat, you got your Laylatul Qadr. How many people Allah has given? If you keep your rozas, Allahu Akbar. Qiyamah's day, Allah will put Dastarkhan for them under His Arsh. And people will be in the heat, Hisab, Kitab. And wherever there is immigration, customs, even if it's not hot there, you are hot. They're questioning you, they're interrogating you, you are gone for interrogation. Though there can be aircon there, but you are sweating there. And when they're opening your bags and one thing, what is this, why you brought this, where you got this, and they looking in the seams and everything, your sweat is falling. So, and on the day of Qiyamah, when the sun, but those who kept Roza, they will be in the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And where there is Saya, there is no Hisab. And where there is Hisab, there is no Saya. So these people, the whole ummah who kept rozas, see the value that Allah will give on that day. Hey, Salatine Alam bi Ihram. The kings of the world today are also in Ihram. What a scene Allah has made. All are the same. بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں گدائے حرم حرم. All of them have become mendicant, simple people. Yeah, no suit and tie when they come for their umrah, when they come in for Hajj, when they are in Ihram. No suit and tie, all are the same. How Allah brought this equality. Mere Malik ki akhtar ki sun le dua and make this duas. Ye muqaddar mein har saal ho, muqaddar mein har saal deed haram. Allah bless us to see the haram every year and with this passion and with this feeling. Not just I have to go every year that I'm going. No, but with this feeling and to be present by our Nabi, to be present by Kaaba Sharif, the Tawaf, Safa Marwa, may Allah bless us all, inshallah. Aim Ali Abdul Rahman, kuch suna.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Arifullah Hazrat Yaqdus. Mawlana Shah Hakim Mukhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Unwaan hai, Hifazat-e-Nazar. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ, آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ, آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر, بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا. ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر, بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا. لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے, ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ان سے بچانا. لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے, ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ان سے بچانا. آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی, گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ. آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی, گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ. دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا, ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا. دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا, ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا. پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق مجازی, بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ. پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق مجازی, بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ. رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات, آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا. رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات, آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا. مقطع ہے. اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم, اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم, ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا. اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم, ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ, آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا.
یہ امپورٹڈ مال کراچی کا اور بوتسوانا سے آیا. ماشاء اللہ. حفاظت نظر, to look after our gazes. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ. Woman who are without parda have made times hard for us. And yeah, it is not بے پردہ, it is اوریانی. Naked woman have made times hard for a person. Every person, don't think you're a big Sufi, it doesn't affect you. آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. The eyes have started troubling the heart also. That look more, take more fun, enjoyment. ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر. The remedy, think that today she's a young girl, she's a 17, 18, 20 woman, year old, she's going to become an old lady. Her teeth are going to fall out, her temples will go in, she'll be an ugly old lady, think of that time. What you giving? Give your life for he who never changes, who is in beauty all the time. بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا. You are giving your heart to them today, they will be old ladies, hags, old hags. What will be left of them? لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو تو نہ تو ان سے بچائے, if you don't safeguard your eyes from looking at them, ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ان سے بچانا. Then your heart, you won't be able to save. Your heart will also be caught up in this melody. You won't have peace of mind. Your own wife won't look nice to you. You won't enjoy with your own life. Wife, your heart will be with other woman. You'll suffer the consequences in this world. آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی. By controlling your eyes, your heart is also under control. You'll have peace of mind, contentment of heart, great enjoyment with your wife. Your wife, you will feel, is not Miss World. She's a Hurul Een Allah sent for you in this world. And what enjoyment your Jannat will be here with your Hurul Een if you look after your eyes. Go nafs kare tujhse koi aur bahana. Nafs will make all other excuses also. That I'm looking at Allah's Qudrat, how He made woman. Subhanallah. I'm looking not at the woman, I'm looking at Allah's Qudrat. Nafs will make lot of other excuses. Nafs will tell you, December time is time to go to the beaches. That's the time you get more enjoyment. Nafs will make lot of, because summer, nice enjoyment, that's the time to go to. But actually, what's the nafs? To go and see all the other naked women there. So don't go after nafs, be very careful. Dhoka hai tujhe lutf haseeno se milega. There is a deception that I'm going to get enjoyment from all this filthy, which are not beauties, painted dollies. Only outward little, that also a person who has got real taste, what they put on their faces, makeup, all that lipstick, you'll hate it. And that what they put on their eyelashes, or what? That looks like that papoon when food has gone bad, and makes them look like spooks. It's really a spook who likes spooks. That how filthy, how ugly they look, how stupid are not people. That nail polish, that long, long nails, and that red polish, or sometimes what, no match of that also, the purple nail polish and all the other dark red. It's really how stupid shaitan has made them. And we become more stupid when you look at all this and you fall for all this. Iblis ke kehne se kabhi us pe na jana. By shaitan whispering in your ears, don't go into all this filth and dirt. Stay away in purity. Stay away in tahajjud. Stay awake in the masjid, in namazas, Allah's obedience. Pagal ki tarah phirte hai ushaate majazi. And these people are walking around like mad people. Like a dog that has got rabies. A mad dog running this side, that side. Now all the person like a mad person. No sukoon in his life. بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ. These people have got no peace of mind day and night. All the time they are just in all this, in everything which is غیراللہ. رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات. If you want to listen, live in peace and enjoyment, listen to my talk. Hazrat is pleading with us and saying, آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا. Don't let your eyes meet with the eyes of these other women. Don't keep your eyes away. If you have to talk when it's necessary, don't stay near them also. If sometimes it's necessary, keep your eyes down. Don't let your eyes meet with the eyes. No matter what they say also, that you are being so rude and you don't even look at us, etc. Don't worry. Worry about yourself. If the crooks tell you that you are being so rude, you don't keep your money open. So now we have to listen to the crooks. That we're going to keep our money open and walk around with it. No, hide it away. Your iman is valuable. If those people don't understand your iman is valuable, that's their problem. But you look after your iman. Akhtar ki ye ek baat, nasihat ki suno tum. How Hazrat is pleading. Listen to this one talk of mine. Hazrat is saying, I'm an ordinary simple person, but listen to me. In murdo haseeno se kabhi dil na lagana. Don't join your hearts with this woman. May Allah grant us the reality.
یار رہے یار اب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس ناد میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگیں جنوں انسوں حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کون مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا اے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواصينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منا شيئا فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي ومولاها اللهم زكنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك حب الأشياء إلينا واجعل خشيتك أخوف الأشياء عندنا واقطع عنا هاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك وإذا أقررت أعين على الدنيا من دنياهم فأقرر أعيننا من عبادتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهد لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين ربنا اجعلنا مقيمين الصلاة من ذريتنا ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذنا ولمشايخنا لا سيما لشيخنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم وأهله. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.